Welcome to the Social Media Podcast. This is a special edition podcast, and I'm here with Chris Tripudi, and he is somebody who oversees and helps out with creativechurchstaffing.com. So thanks, Chris, for being with us.
Thanks, Jay. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about creativechurchstaffing.com, what they offer, and a little bit about the story as well. But tell us about that service that and I was talking a little bit with you before, and we know each other, just so people know. So if we get a little feisty, or if I'm playing around, it's because I know Chris. I've known him for a couple of years. But I was hearing a little bit about this company, this organization that you have, and I just wanted to let our viewers know about it. So tell us a little bit about what Creative Church Staffing does and a little bit about the story of how it got started.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just start with the story and kind of lead up to how we kind of do what we do. And I'll give you the short version, because it's generally a long story with a lot of details. But so about 3 years ago, I was in Colorado Springs. My wife is in the military, so we were stationed there. And so I was working for a community Bible church in San Antonio at the time. And so they invited me out to a conference in Dallas. So I went, had a great time, got to meet a lot of cool people within the online church space. But the conference came to an end, it was time for me to go back home. So I'm waiting there, waiting for my flight, waiting in that little area outside, just waiting to board the plane. And I noticed someone that I'd seen at the conference, but we didn't have any kind of interaction with it at all. He just looked familiar. And so I went up to him. His name was Matt. And I was like, "Hey, were you at the conference?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, we were." And so it was just like instant connection. Clearly, we had a lot of things in common, both being at the conference, and it was just kind of like both of our wheelhouse, the whole creative design, technology aspect of things. And so we hit it off from the get-go. And the idea that we lived in the same city just kind of like created opportunities for us to hang out on a regular basis. And we started hanging out, and these hangouts became like getting to know each other's, but they later became dream sessions a little bit, where we just like, we both were youth pastors. We had a very similar background. But at the end of the day, we had a heart for the church. We did some design work. He's worked for churches. He's worked for different organizations as a creative director. And so we both just hit on all cylinders. And this idea of creating a service for the church, centered around graphic design and helping churches communicate well within the congregation, but also within the community and online, it was just kind of a big heart of ours. And so we started this business. Coming up this May, it'll be 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And so we've kind of, like any startup, we've had our ups and downs. We've evolved, and we've learned from some of our early mistakes, but we are actually in a great place. And so I guess that'll segue pretty seamlessly with what we do. But Creative Church Staffing is a company that provides churches with a creative staff without the hassles of hiring or the interviews, without the contracts, the insurance, or even vacation pay. And so we just, in our research, in our experience, we've learned that there are a lot of churches that, can't afford a graphic designer, can't afford a creative person on staff, but there are some churches that don't.
Yeah.
And so even in our research, we found that the average price is about $45,000 per person.
Wow.
And again, that's in most cases, that's a luxury, when you're talking about planning a church, and, the designer, the creative person almost is like the luxury position. You rely on volunteers that may have dabbled it in, elsewhere. So anyways, we're this kind of like opportunity for churches to get, for lack of a better phrase or term, but mega church design on a low church or small church budget. And so we really focus on bringing them up and just, helping them out any way we can in regards to visual communication. So.
And I was seeing on your website, and that's creativechurchesstaffing.com. You guys can visit and make sure you check it out. The team that you have feels like a pretty elite team. It looks like a fun group of people, and obviously there's some friendships there, but how did you, you had that one connection where you guys, met, and then you guys are in the same area. Tell us a little bit more about, your team. And so if somebody is using your services, And I know we're going to get to the end, some special offers that you have for listeners of the Social Media Podcast. But tell us a little bit about the team, that if they use your services or, you know, sign up, what type, the diversity of the team, you know, that they would get for, you know, a pretty reasonable price.
Absolutely. So again, that's one of the assets or one of the benefits that we bring to churches for way less, money than a $45,000 salary position. They get not just one person, but a team essentially of 8 people in addition to Matt and myself. And so that's 10 creatives scattered all over the country. We're talking about Nashville, Los Angeles, San Diego, Denver, Atlanta, and Fort Worth. I mean, these are just a few of the places that our designers like, you know, live. And so so it's not just one person, it's a team. And so what normally happens is, you know, a client will reach out or a church will reach out to us and say, hey, we need help with sermon series branding. And so we'll develop a strategy. We'll figure out exactly what they want, how they want to communicate it. We'll develop it a little bit more, and then we'll look to design it. And so that's where the team aspect comes in. Mm-hmm. And we get different creative perspectives on different projects, and you know, we work on it as a team. And that there's an advantage to that, because when you're talking about creative people, you know, generally when it's just one person, you rely on one perspective. Mm-hmm. But when you can have other people chiming in on what they think, they pull from their experiences, they pull from things that inspire them, and it just really works very beautifully to deliver probably one of the better products that, you know, I know that, you know, well, I might be biased, but that's out there. You know what I'm saying? So a church can get multiple people for considerably less than what they would take to, hire full-time staff is definitely a benefit and a plus to what we offer. So,
I love this vision. And when I first heard about it and was exploring, selfishly, you know, I definitely wanted to use it for a variety of different things. And actually I'm really grateful because, just for the listeners to know, the Social Media Podcast is using Creative Church Staffing for a lot of our branding and resourcing and even, website. And so we actually I did some of the initial graphics, and not that they were terrible, but they weren't great. And that's something that, and I bet a lot of church leaders can relate to, you know, you kind of get into a bind, and if you don't have the right system set up, you end up doing something. But, you know, the problem is that, I mean, and Chris could speak to this, is that everything that you do online, everything visual represents your brand, who you are. So, you know, if I put together, a crappy graphic, it could communicate that that what I'm offering is crappy. And part of that, you want to represent yourself well. And so what I love, even with the Social Media Podcast, you know, you guys put together some visuals that, now I don't know how much timing went into that. All I know is you guys pulled that off in a pretty reasonable time, really quickly, and it looked extremely professional. And so I just love what the product you deliver, and just hearing more about your team, I could see the advantage of having creative. I was actually curious with your team, just so people can understand kind of the variety of influence, because I know the more people that are part of that brainstorming, probably from variety of different areas, because even with design, the little that I know, one of my first roles at Saddleback, I was actually on a communications team and worked directly with our global communications pastor. And I learned a lot. I didn't learn everything, but I learned a lot in the process. But I know even design sometimes can be, design looks different from the West Coast to the East Coast even, and even from Europe to a different place. And so I bet you guys have experienced, there's challenges, good challenges that people on your team in different locations, that's such a benefit for design. Is that something you guys have experienced?
Absolutely. You know, our team is incredibly versatile, and, you know, just to brag on them a little bit, you know, just between all of us, we have over 60 years of design experiences, design experience with, some of our team members have been pastors in different roles at their specific churches. So, you know, we have designers, we have video editors, we have motion designers, we have web guys, different education backgrounds. I mean, they're incredibly, incredibly talented, and we are very fortunate to have them on board. But the versatility or the creative interpretation that they can bring to the table is a luxury for us, and we love it. And it's actually kind of funny because each and every one of our team members found us by word of mouth. There was one person that we asked because we knew, you know, we knew them. And then the rest of us found us on Twitter, found us online. They're like, we love what you're doing. Can we be a part of it? And so that is how our team is grown. Wow. But again, just having all those, you know, people at our disposal is incredible. And so in relation to the church itself and how they interpret different kind of interpretations of design, we kind of help them out with that. So we'll present something like, let's just say a sermon series, series that they want to, do, and they have ideas, and a lot of churches don't have an idea of what they want to do. So they come to us with the concept, and then we'll kind of put something together for them, and then they can choose. It's ultimately their choice, but we try to give them as much information up front of how we feel this would impact their congregation or the people within their community. So again, our team is just top notch. I can't brag about them enough, but it's a good problem to have so many people at it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And again, just to remind, I'm with Chris Tribute and from creativechurchstaffing.com. And just so people understand, so I want to walk through one or two kind of scenarios here. So, I'm a church leader of a church of, let's say, 1,000. And, we're growing, we're coming up to our sermon series, and maybe, the guy that I've been working with is out, or maybe I've grown so quickly, I've never actually thought about branding. So I got a 10-week series, we're going through Acts. Tell me, if we come to you, what would be some of the assets or the elements that you guys would help with? So let's say it's Acts, the journey, the origin journey of the church. What would Creative Church Staffing provide in that scenario?
Absolutely, that's a great question. So one of the biggest hurdles with being remote is that we don't have the opportunity to go down the street to check out the church.
But I will say that you save a lot of churches money because you're not making them you're not paying any travel costs.
Absolutely. So again, one of the biggest hurdles is not getting a firsthand view of the culture of the church. Mm-hmm. So we put a lot of time into understanding who they are, what their church is like, and so we spend a lot of time because, sometimes a sermon series branding may be a disconnect at some other church, so we really like to tailor what we do to specific churches. And so if someone were to come to us within that scenario, we would spend a lot of time getting to know who they are. Our hearts is about relationships. It's not about designing a specific product or, a mailer or poster or anything like that. Yeah. That's part of it. That's what we do. But our hearts are just relationships. So the first thing is just to try to get to know them. We want to hear, their vision for what they want to accomplish. And then we can come in and say, here's two samples of what we're thinking. Which one do you, feel like your congregation would really respond with the most? And again, on the front end, that's generally what will happen is we rely heavily on the person that we're communicating with to help us figure out what their audience is like. But after some time, we can kind of make, they will love this or, based on what we've done for them before, this is exactly their wheelhouse, So our hopes is to build on those months and in the relationship that we have with those churches to get to where that we can design for them like we're staff members. I mean, that's ultimately where we want to be, is walk hand in hand with them through any kind of creative venue or venture they have. So,
the last question before I talk a little bit about special offers that you have for our community. Again, this is Chris from creativechurchstaffing.com. Tell us a little bit about, because what I do know is that you guys very much treat this as a ministry. So you guys love this. It's not, you guys aren't looking at dinging people hourly in that sense. I know a lot of creatives, at least it can get expensive. Yeah. People start charging. It's right. It could be right up there with development hourly. Yeah. And so I know very much, and just to understand, people can charge easily $200 an hour. Yeah. For stuff like this. Right. And so I know very much, I was looking at what you guys do and what you provide, and you guys are very, I can see that you guys have a ministry heart. So I want people who are listening to this understand, this isn't Chris and his team trying to, get every cent out of people.
Right.
You guys are very much treat this as a ministry. But for the people that are listening, do you guys work project-based? Do you guys work like under a subscription and it's kind of like you get this much support, or do you guys custom build it to every person you interact with? Yeah.
That's a great question. And I alluded to this earlier on in the podcast of where we've kind of, you know, when we first started out, we kind of had this idea and this vision of it, but sometimes with a new concept, it's very hard to communicate exactly what you're receiving. Especially within this realm, a lot of churches didn't really, you know, out of the gate, didn't know what we offered them. And so we've kind of taken a lot of time just to massage our structure and how we communicate, you know, what we do to people. And so, so our goal is, again, is ministry minded. Well, I've been, you know, hurt by some people in the church. I've had people, you know, take my money and it just been awkward situations. And so we never want to be those people. And so what we do, and I'll kind of go into a little bit of how our pricing structure goes in, but, out of the gate, first month for every church, the first month is $500 off. And when I say that is every month, there's a $500 retainer cost, which is something that churches pay for, but they have infinite and full access to our online store. So that store continually grows with new sermon series, new social graphics, different things that they can just have at their disposal, just by paying the $500 a month. Now, in addition to that, there are smaller projects that if the church needs a poster or a mailer or even a logo for a ministry, that's just in addition to that $500. So that $500 on the front end is a retainer cost. But then in addition to the projects on top of it, it could vary in price from month to month. And what we realize is, you know, we try to box churches in on an early, you know, on the early stages of what we did is like, okay, well, you get this many hours, good luck, you know, use them as you see fit. But we realized a lot of churches didn't know how to use it. And so this gives churches flexibility, like, hey, you know, we want, you know, this is a busy month for us, but next month won't be that bad. And so we kind of allocate some different resources, you know, according to what month it is and stuff like that. So every church, you know, the first month is $500 off, no retainer costs, just the individual projects. And that's kind of our saying, hey, try us out for a month. It'll be, you know, it could be as low as $50 because that's our smallest item that you can, you know, they can purchase, or it can be a $300 logo. It's at cost kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let us prove to you that we, you know, we're wanting to walk, you know, through this process with you. And hopefully by the end of the first month, they'll be like, man, we love these guys. We want to continue on with it. And this is how it goes. So that's kind of how we're structured now is the first month is free. But then after that, it just goes to normal. So,
and again, that's creativechurchstaffing.com. You guys, and again, you know, the value is you get a team of people scattered around the country, experts over 60 years of experience. You don't have to pay vacation. You don't got to pay benefits. You're talking about, you get to turn off and on as much as you guys, you know, as a church leader, as you need. And to be honest, I know you guys have a heart for a church, but I know there's a lot of people that even in the non-church world, you know, even if you have an organization outside of the church, you guys can use this service because you guys are really top notch. This isn't something that's limited to the church, because sometimes you think of the church as not always the most innovative with technology and design. But you guys are definitely in that category of being innovative and top of that and just top line. And so, again, what I would love to hear is, just as we close here, is what are some special offers that you have for our listeners? So if somebody right now is listening, a church leader at a church, or, you know, maybe they're moving into a new role, they have a friend, if they want to use creativechurchstaffing.com, you guys' services, you know, what does that offer look like? Yeah. Why should they go to your website right at this moment?
Well, first of all, we're awesome. But honestly, man, we are very honored and privileged that you would even consider us to be on this podcast. And so anyone that is listening to this podcast, we want to offer 50% off of all Easter sermon bundles on our online store. And that promo code is SMC Easter. It's for Social Media Church We just kind of abbreviate it. So SMC Easter. So I know with Easter right around the corner, some churches might be, you know, scrambling, trying to figure out what they're doing, you know, so go to our online store at creativechurchstaffing.com, you know, find whichever Easter bundle you want, and it's 50% off for you. So
that's awesome. SMC Easter. Yep. And 50% off Easter bundles. I know I've seen those. Those are great. They have a ton of assets to be thinking and challenging and that you can use practically. Yeah. And so make sure.
Wait, Jay, hold on.
Yeah.
So the bundles include sermon series, graphics, social media invitations that you can use on social media, Facebook banners, lyric screens. So everything that you would ultimately need for your Easter service comes in that bundle. So I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit more context to what that is, but hopefully people will take advantage of it. And if not, still come out and come to our side and say hello. So
and at the very least, if you're listening right now and you're on like kind of the wall of like, I'm not sure, visit creativechurchstaffing.com. They have a newsletter, a sign up that you can sign up for. So even you guys, you know, you guys can, you know, stay up to date with what they're doing. But so thanks again, Chris, for being on the social media podcast, and make sure you visit creativechurchstaffing.com. Any show notes, for listeners, please visit socialmedia.church, and I'll give any links or anything we talked about during the show, and make sure you share this podcast with a friend. Thanks again, Chris.
Thanks,
and see you guys next week.